Morning Watch, knowing and spreading the up-to-date truth of the highest gospel of God's eternal economy according to the ministry of the age. Week 6, Monday. Related verses. 2 Peter 1 verse 12. Therefore, I will be ready always to remind you concerning these things, even though you know them and have been established in the present truth. Philippians 3, verses 13 through 14. Brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before. I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. Colossians 1, verses 17 through 19. And he is before all things, and all things cohere in him. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that he himself might have the first place in all things. For in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24. Do you not know that those who run on a race course all run, but one receives the prize? Run in this way that you may lay hold. Hebrews 10, verses 35 through 36. Do not cast away therefore your boldness, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance in order that, having done the will of God, you may obtain the promise. Ephesians 1, verses 4 through 6. Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him in love, predestinating us unto sonship through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, with which he graced us in the beloved. Related reading. The present truth can also be rendered the up-to-date truth. What is the up-to-date truth? Actually, all the truths are in the Bible. There is not one truth that is not in the Bible. Although they are all in the Bible, through man's foolishness, unfaithfulness, negligence, and disobedience, many of the truths were lost and hidden from man. The truths were there, but man did not see them or touch them. Not until the fullness of time did God release certain truths during particular periods of time and cause them to be revealed once more. These freshly revealed truths are not God's new inventions. Rather, they are man's new discoveries. There is no need for invention, but there is the need for discovery. In past generations, God revealed different truths. During certain periods of time, he caused men to discover these specific truths. We can see this clearly from the history of the church. Take, for example, the raising up of Martin Luther in the 16th century. God opened his eyes to see the matter of justification by faith. He was a vessel raised up by God to reveal the truth of justification by faith. The fact of justification by faith already existed before Luther's time. Luther was merely the one who realized this truth in a stronger way. He was particularly outstanding in this truth. For this reason, this truth became the present truth in that age. Every worker of the Lord should inquire before God as to what the present truth is. We need to ask, God, what is the present truth? Not only do we need to know the general truths, we must also be clear about God's present truth. We know that God's truths are cumulative. Later truths do not negate earlier ones. All the past truths of God form the foundation of the truths today. What we see today are the cumulative revelations of God. When God opens our eyes to see this fact, we begin to realize that we are living in the tide of God's will. This tide is a continuation of all the past works of God in previous ages. Our hearts are full of thanksgiving to God. From all these brothers, we have received much help. As Paul said, neither did I receive it from man. In the same way, we can say that although we have received help from our brothers, these revelations were not received from man. We received help from Luther, Zinzendorf, the Moravian Brethren, and the Keswick Messages. Today we believe that God's ultimate goal is to have Christ as everything. I believe that God has only one work today. It is the message of Colossians 1, verse 18, which says that God desires to see Christ have the first place in all things. The basis of everything is the death, the resurrection, and the ascension of Christ. Other than Christ, there is no spiritual reality. This is God's present truth. We thank God that we can touch God's grand purpose. We need to humble and prostrate ourselves and to deny ourselves. We need to be clear that our work today is not just to save some souls or to help others become spiritual. Our goal is indeed the greatest and the most glorious. Thank God that we can know God's present truth. May God be gracious to us so that we do not become the castaways of the present truth. May we be watchful, and may we not allow the flesh to come in or the self to gain any ground. May God's will be accomplished in us.